Hello, Audio Boo. This is mainly aimed at visually impaired users, actually, but of screen readers and Windows PCs. But sighted users may find it interesting to know how on earth we use programs when programmers haven't bothered to set them up correctly for people who can't use the mouse. You can get in Maplins, you can get a cassette converter, and it just looks like a Walkman, and in fact it takes batteries. And what's it called? Easy, which is EZ. What is it, Mum?
Tape converter.
Easy tape converter.
EZ, yeah.
Tape. As in EZ, like American Z, which is annoying, but anyway.
It's got Ion software, I-O-N software. With
oh, Ion software, probably.
Right.
Because otherwise it sounds like the electricity company, doesn't it? Ion software. And if you're going to install this software, it's really annoying because basically you need to borrow a pair of eyes because otherwise it's not really easy to... It's not easy to install this blooming program. And I've just tried recording something from Total Recorder instead, and that didn't work. So, but please, if anyone knows of a better way to record, having installed the easy stuff that's more accessible than this, please, please tell me. But in the meantime, I thought this might be helpful for other people in the UK who are going to want a cheap method that doesn't take up too much space, because, like I say, it is only Walkman-sized, to convert their cassettes. Because it's... I think they... Last time I looked, they were £29.99 in Maplins or something. So I'm just checking I can still remember how to do this, and I thought I would boo it so that it would help other people if anyone needed to know for themselves. So... All I've got open is the radio downloader, so Easy Vinyl / Tape Converter is on my desktop. I'll open that. That's all it says. So I'm going to press Enter. Radio button checked. That was the vinyl one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and this is step one. It says get connected. Please select the type of audio device you're using below and then click next. So you can either choose between Contour LP, but we're doing tapes.
And that, it's on the LP one, isn't it? So if I down arrow once...
Yeah, the default is LP, so if you scroll down...
Yeah, let them list here. Radio button check 2 of 2 is what you want to hear, or your screen reader's version of that. And then I can press Enter, can't I?
For next.
To choose that, because it won't let me tab to next like a normal program, because it's silly.
So that was step one.
Right, let's see.
And then it's step one, get connected, so you can choose between a normal or a Chrome tape, and we go for normal, which is the default.
So just leave it alone and press Enter again. And now that said check box check, that's something different. So now, Mummy, if you say what's...
So this is step two, get the music ready to play. When you're ready to record, press the record button first, and the record button is on the software screen, the window. Yeah. And then immediately after, press the stop button on your Walkman. However, it has ticked split recording into tracks, and we want to untick that.
So it said, I'll just get it to say it again, check box checked. So I know I can press space and it will then say not checked. And then I know from trial and error that I can press enter
for record
and then press play on this Walkman thing. And it's just going to play some music. I don't really want to keep the recording, but this is just to demonstrate it. So that's now, playing through the computer, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a window now on the screen that says step 3, recording, and that will monitor the recording time. So at the moment it's 14, 15 seconds, 16 seconds.
Let's see if it tells me that bit. No, let me see if I can read it.
That's the balance, Fiona.
Oh, no. So, basically, no, it doesn't read that at all. So that's annoying as well. Oh, I don't want to record this as well. And then I press enter for stop, I think. Let's try it. Did that work?
No, it's gone to the next stage. Actually, you just stopped it manually, but wait. Normally, you would wait till the tape finishes and then it would just
stop. I know, but I didn't want to do that because it's just a load of rubbish. No,
so now it's step 5.
I pressed enter. So did that stop the recording?
Yeah.
It's not recording anymore.
Yeah, so now it's step 5, which says tag your track.
Oh, so this is where I write it in.
Yeah.
So I'll call it rubbish.
You enter the artist first, which is rubbish. Then the album.
I'll call that rubbish as well. Oops.
And then the track title. So you did that by tabbing?
Yeah, tab, and then tab again, which I've
track.
Done.
Now the title.
Rubbish. And you know when you get back to where you were to start with, because if you press tab again, listen what it says. Rubbish. It said rubbish first because I'd just written rubbish and it hadn't said that yet. But then it said it again because I hit tab. In fact, if I change this, I'll call it rubbish in that one. Rubbish junk.
In the album.
Yeah, in the album. Rubbish and I'll put garbage. Whoops.
So the artist is now called rubbish, the album is called junk and the title is called garbage.
So now if I press tab, you'll hear it should hear it say garbage first, because that's what I've just written, and then it should go back to saying rubbish, because that was the first thing that I put in the artist field. Oh, it didn't say garbage first, but anyway, if I do it again. So it goes around in a circle. So then if I press enter, that will accept that.
And now it's exporting it to iTunes, step 6. Wait as the Easy Vinyl Tape Converter exports your tracks to iTunes. And there will be a green bar travelling across the window.
Oh, and the thing to say about this is I've done a really short recording of just a few seconds of some music. But we did it, didn't we, with one
nearly cassette. 30 minutes.
And it took about 5 minutes, didn't it?
On your netbook.
Because it is a netbook and it's slow because it's... Ah, there we go. It's finished.
Did you hear the ding-dong? That means it's done. So then it says, recording complete. Would you like to record something else? And it's the default is yes.
Right. So if we did...
I think we say yes and then go next. And then because sometimes it does some funny things.
Oh, if you say no?
Yeah.
Oh, Mum's an experienced user of this programme, so we'll believe what she says.
I'm fumbling my way through. So leave it on the default yes and then say... So then step 2, get the music ready to play, so you begin again. It's already stopped.
And it's unticked, isn't it?
Unticked the split recording.
So I could do that, but I don't want to do that. But what I found out before was the escape key actually did what it says. So I'll press escape, and it should get rid of it now, the whole thing. So watch this.
And now we're in iTunes.
If you want to find your music that you've recorded, then you go... In Windows 7 and probably 8, but I don't know, you go to the start menu and you can just type MUS for music. But if you're in an older Windows, you have to go to My Documents and then I think it's My Music. Then you want I for iTunes, type I. iTunes, enter. iTunes Media, that's what we want. Music. Dad, we're just doing an audio boo. A serious one. Unknown artist. Now, I called it rubbish or garbage or something, but for some reason, it's been putting this stuff in the unknown artist folder. Don't ask me, I didn't design this dreadfully designed program. Unknown album, again, that's the right place, although it sounds wrong. That's some instructions from a very old mobile phone, and I might be booing a bit of that because it's quite funny. And then the second one at the moment is called temp0.mp3, but if I hit enter so that Winamp starts to play it, and that's my dad getting a drink. So but you'll recognise that's the same music.
So it will save it as temp. The name is temp.
So then, if you want to give it a proper name, you just do the context menu or Shift F10 when you've got that file selected and call it something else. However, it is rubbish. I don't want to keep it, so I'm going to delete it. Anyway, I hope that helps somebody, and it might help programmers to realise that if they don't design these things properly, it's horrible.